is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. Newsforthesoul.com.
It's time for Ignite and Heal with Mary Mazur. Mary is an igniter, a sacred portal keeper, and a certified Psych-K instructor and facilitator and certified holistic registered nurse. She's here to inspire you to step into your personal power and transform your lives. Let's welcome Mary back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to February 22nd, 2022. What a beautiful day today. Today, I have a precious guest that I'd love to introduce. Her name is Jennifer Beard. Jennifer, would you like to say hi? And
hi, Mary. Great to be here. Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for coming in, Jennifer. So Jennifer runs, her company is called Thriving Life LLC. So she runs this beautiful company. She is a Psych-K facilitator, so we will be talking quite a bit about what Psych-K is, who it's for, the difference it's made in our lives, the difference it's made in so many other lives that we've been able to help and touch. And we look forward to diving in quite deeply with that, with the theme of From Darkness to Light. And Jennifer actually came up with the idea of the title of this title, which is beautiful, because she's going to share a bit of her story that she felt like she really did go through the darkness to the light with the beautiful tool of Psych-K. So Jennifer does assist people in unleashing their inner potential so that they can create their and thrive in their lives as they were meant to for themselves. So welcome, Jennifer. Thank you again for spending this time with me and then for us to be able to share our hearts, our light, our wisdom to the world and to all who are ready to hear in this hour. So thank you so much.
Thanks. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Mary, for inviting me on. This is wonderful. I'm really excited about it. So.
Good. So, yes, first, if you would like to, share with those who are listening how you and I met and what attracted you to come learn Psych-K, this tool for massive transformation within you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. It started in 2018, I'd say, because that's when I started really going in and looking at some of the things that I had to change. I had been on the path of exploring self-development and spirituality and all those things since I was probably 18. But, in 2018, I really was looking at myself and trying to change mm-hmm. myself and seeing more clearly what was holding me back, I guess. I was trying to make some changes. I had some goals that I wanted to achieve, in all areas of my life, really. And I found that I worked very hard on those things and wasn't able to make the difference. I wasn't able to make the changes I really wanted to see. And so no matter what actions I took or how much effort I put in or the time, it seemed that I was in my own way. And I knew that. In 2019, I hadn't seen any movement at all in achieving my goals. Mm-hmm. And so I had decided in 2019, finally in December, I was like, I am committed to changing my beliefs. And I literally had set 2 hours aside every day to do hypnosis or affirmations, verbal, listening to them, writing them down, anything that I could to change myself. And I found that I was still feeling the same way. I was in depression at the time, and I was struggling with that. for quite some time, and so that's why I had come, that name came to me was because that's where I was emotionally, and then trying to change those limiting beliefs that were holding me back, were, it was absolutely impossible, it felt like. And so about three quarters of the way through December 2018, I'm sorry about that, I realized that this is just not going anywhere. I'm not making any change here. And I was starting to feel, how to describe it? I was losing hope, really, that I could do this on my own. And then all of a sudden I got sick and I got the fever and I had a flu. And I started thinking about Bruce Lipton. In the middle of me being sick, I'm thinking about Bruce Lipton. It's the strangest thing ever, right? And I had read his...
He comes to us in lots of ways.
Yeah, right? So, well, I had read his book, The Biology of Belief, back in 2012. And so I knew of him. That was the only book that I had read of his. But it was, you know, in 2018, 2019, I had told about five people to go read his book because it was so amazing. And I kept saying, I need to go back and read his book. But I never did, right? And so I was in the middle of this flu and just thinking about Bruce Lipton. And so I decided to start watching his videos online. And so I dug into his videos, and then I came across one where he's talking about Psyche, and I was like, oh, I remember this from the book. I looked it up. It wasn't in Michigan. And so you hadn't become an instructor yet.
Right.
And so I went to the Psyche.com website and looked in Michigan, and lo and behold, in January of 2019, there was going to be a class. And I was like, I am signing up here and now. And I literally did. And I still had a fever. And literally, it was like as soon as I signed up and found out about all of this, everything broke and I felt 100% better within like 2 hours.
Wow.
I swear it felt like it was my subconscious saying, hey, you already have a resource. And so it kept trying to get my attention. You know, with me telling other people to read the book and telling myself I need to read the book again. And it was in there, you know, but I guess that's the way it had to come about because I wasn't listening. So I ended up showing up to your class a month later, January of 2019, and there was your smiling face. And it was held at the hospital that I was born in. So I was like, isn't this serendipitous? It's just lovely. And I could feel it right away. When I started looking at what Psyche was, I could feel that this was definitely where I needed to be. I could feel it. I knew it. I was drawn to it. And so I showed up to your class, and it was an amazing weekend. It was beautiful.
You rebirthed. You rebirthed, right? Isn't that, and how funny that you were born there as a baby and then now, right, you're choosing to actually step into your true essence and birth into who you really are, not all the conditioned beliefs that you received, right, when you were 0 to 7 years old.
Oh my gosh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Yes, it was an amazing weekend. The stuff I worked there, worked on even literally in the class, you know, and I know there's testimonials of you had a videographer there. There's testimonials of me online saying, you know, this weekend has changed my life. I can feel it already. And it was true. It really was for me. It was, there was some stuff I needed to work on from my past that was really holding me down and holding me back. It was stuff that I you know, couldn't stop feeling bad about. So you know, I was able to work on that in that first class, and it was not to say that was the only balance I did. There were several more after that, but it was like the chunk of it that I could handle letting go of was in that class, and it was such a beautiful thing. I mean, I felt like 100 pounds lighter And so going, you know, the title of this episode, I guess, but going from darkness to light, I really allowed myself then and there to start looking at that and start going towards that light. And so for me, I took Psyche home with me, of course, and was, you know, working with it every day with myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, beautiful.
So then it sounds like you were able to lift yourself out of that hopelessness, right? To bringing into that courage and into the gateway, right? Of having the hope and having knowing that you are the creator of your life, right?
And I was surprised at how quickly it happened. I was really surprised at how quickly it happened because I spent so many years, you know, doing other things to try to achieve that result. That it was it was quite shocking, and the rest of 2019 was amazing. I was able to you had organized a class for Robin Graham in April, I believe, of that year, and then there was the Master Facilitation course in July, and then I think in October it was and the Divine and these are all Psyche classes that were it was 2019 was so amazing.
Yeah, right. And what a precious time just before all the changes were happening, right, for 2020, how you got all of that just before the takeoff, right? Massive. Yeah, thank you for that.
Wow.
I know. I'm so grateful for that. Definitely. Well, and then anyone listening today, especially because today is such a potent day with six twos in one date, right? So we have, 2022. On a Tuesday, right? Two on a Tuesday. Yeah, talk about the humor, right, of God's source, the universe. Tuesday, can we get the message about two? Exactly, and I think that actually is one of the biggest gifts Psyche brought to me is that I was so conditioned to do everything myself, and I appreciate, like, the way my dad, and my mom, and my family, governed us so I could take care of myself and be self-sufficient, right? I mean, there is a lot of goodness in that, but it went to the extreme. It went to I know for me, I was so programmed to think that I had to do it all myself and work really hard, and everything was a struggle and hard, and it's like gut it out, and that makes you stronger. But I found it just made me tired and exhausted. So I'm like, can we just have an easier way of doing things? And can we just have it be a lot, like, I like to have fun. I like to play. Like, how did that have to go away? Right.
Yeah.
So it's, So So I think now that people hear this in 2022, and then the gift is, I'm so grateful because I know I love, Jennifer, that you jumped right in, and now you are a Psyche facilitator. So you serve others. You do your own personal transformation, each day and each walk, that self-responsibility, right? You know that you are the only one that's creating your experience here. So how about we have it be really good, right? That's the whole message, where instead of being in that victim mode or in that have to do it yourself mode, this is the number two, that how about we do things together? How about the we and the connecting ourselves with our divinity, with our spiritual aspects of ourselves, of who we really are, right? That a lot of people didn't really help us find out who that is, right? We have to do it. It's our discovery, yeah? So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd love to have you even speak about that.
Too, when you say that, it brings up this idea of when I was found out about Psyche, with the whole thing with Bruce Lipton coming into mind and literally kind of ignoring the signs all through 2019 that were there for me. Read the book, there's answers here for you to be able to make these changes or to at least something here to help you. However you want to put it, intuition, higher self, whatever it is, was giving me guidance, and I was completely closed off to hearing that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Whereas now it's like I am open to what comes through and following those little nudges that come in, because it's a quiet, soft voice, and if you're open to it, you'll hear it. But if you're like me at the time, I was really my intuition, and I didn't trust myself also. You know, so coming into a place where I could, you know, follow internal guidance and really trust my own, you know, what comes to me, then it makes life so much easier. You know, it brings, instead of that hard, everything being so difficult, it makes life easier, which is amazing.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And thank you for saying that, because it is a gentle voice. That's for sure, a gentle nudge. And I know for myself, my gentle nudge was when my husband got sick. He was diagnosed with leukemia. And then within that year, Bruce Lipton's book showed up in my life, right at my workplace, and I read it. And, right, he definitely said, you need to go to a Psych-Aid basic workshop. And I said, all right, I'm going. Whoever, I didn't even really know who Bruce Lipton was. This was back in 2009. So this is all before all the internet stuff. Of him coming through, and even for my gifting is I was in such denial. I learned so well from my mom. That's the coping skill she used, of just shutting things off, being selfless, putting yourself last, doing and serving and caring for everybody else, and not doing it for myself. That I wanted to help my husband. So the joke was on me, because I did go. I'm glad I went. So the good thing is, even if people that are hearing this are conditioned the way I was, where you're just always thinking of other people, that it can still work. Because when I went, my husband didn't want anything to do with it for about 3 years. So I just worked with myself so I'd be really good at it when he was ready. And then I was, like, blown away. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, holy crap. Like, I had no idea. I was being very, extremely dishonest with myself, and I had no idea I was being dishonest with myself. I was in a complete illusion.
Right.
I would have denied it. I was tough about it. I had all these walls and all this barricade over my heart is what it was. My heart was so protected with my subconscious mind protecting it that I didn't feel a lot of things. I was tough. I would get out there and be a doer. And then I was, wow, it was holy crap. I didn't want to lose my husband. You know, by him, if he was going to die. So that's what woke me up. So for me, that was a big wake-up call. For other people, it might be in their own personal lives. If they don't hear that gentle nudge, then it's going to get louder. It will get louder, because we're always going to be guided for our highest level of our lives, of what we would choose to do. And, it may take a major, you know, health issue or a major relationship or financial issue or things like that. And we just want to say, Jennifer and I, that you don't have to wait until those extremes. Please be like us. I mean, I know for you, you were stubborn and didn't want to listen to it. A lot of people will do that. They're like, oh, no, and they try and rationalize it. What's that? And blah, blah, blah. The gift is right now, because of everything that's happened in the last 2 years, my heart is saying that there's a lot more people at least more open-minded or at least willing to try something new. You know, at least step into taking that self-responsibility, like, oh, holy crap, you mean I'm creating all this shit? Are you kidding me? If we can even admit that we're creating this reality right now, what the heck? Because all of us got programmed with a bunch of beliefs like scarcity and fear, and you have to control things, and you have to, be in a contracted way, in a fearful way, instead of in love and expansion and, you know, unity and, right, doing things together and collaboration and harmony. So Psyche is the gateway. It's the bridge. And the whole funny part about all this is what I realized through my journey through this is it's been the amount of grace that I have received and the unconditional love and allowing. With Psyche, it's literally a tool you can use that literally takes within just minutes some of the balance changes you make. Some are maybe a couple of minutes. Some might be 10 or 15 minutes, but it's usually really pretty quick. It's very efficient that you change your programs in your subconscious mind. And the gift is that our world and our feelings tells us what our programs are. Because if you're frustrated or you're, you know, resentful, or if you're angry a lot, or if you're scared or you're worried, things like that, Those are just helping you know that you're ready to change things. And that's the gift. If you can just say, I'm tired of not being able to find a breakthrough from my depression, from my sadness, right? And so huge.
Right.
And guess what?
It was a signal.
Yes.
But I didn't see it for what it was at the time. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's a matter, are you ready to hear the signal?
Yeah. If we create our life the way, you know, whatever our life looks like, the way it is, I mean, imagine what else we can create, you know? So it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the gift, right? Because when you become hopeful, because you're hopeful now, so you know all the beautiful things you are, you can create, and you're ready to step into that, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, and now I look at challenge totally different, too. When challenge comes up, I'm like, ooh, what am I going to learn here?
Right.
about myself, about what I still believe, what might be holding me back now, because it's a journey that never ends, right? It's absolutely never ends. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you,
absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, challenge is happening. So how do you look at challenge, Mary?
Yeah, exactly. When a challenge happens, this is a huge gift. I'm really able to observe it. So when something comes, I'm like, oh, this is showing up. Well, this is interesting, right? And when a challenge comes, I will let myself feel it, like whatever feeling I'm meant to feel because this challenge is coming up. I used to block those feelings. So I would actually act like try not to. I would be like numb and not feel things. So now I let myself feel it. So if there's a challenge that comes up, like if there's a major challenge and all of a sudden, you know, fear kind of flows through me, I'm like, ooh. But the amazing part is the fear, if a fear comes through or if a worry comes through or a concern, is that it doesn't hold me down anymore. It doesn't keep me in a pit anymore like it used to. I used to harbor stuff and I used to hold grudges for a long time. I was really good at that. And I didn't even know I did that. I would just be like, wow, well, you better watch out, blah, blah, blah. Now it just, I feel it. And then I have this knowingness in my heart now that says, okay, so this is here to help me now. It helps me liberate myself. So I'm like, okay. And I ask some key questions, you know, and the key questions I'll ask myself. So if, I'm trying to think of, if I give an example of like what recently might have come in, for me, I'm really being moved to be. I typically am more of a doer. I like to go and do. And my spirit has really been telling me to slow down, just wait. Everything's kind of in a pause. Like I'm just kind of in this pause. Like even my the service that I do, those are kind of slowing down and just this pause, right? And so then that's it. So that could be, right? And then the first thing I do, thanks for asking for that. This is a key thing for each one of us, is that self-responsibility to have that reflective time for ourselves, to allow 5 minutes a day at the minimum, right? But literally 5 minutes a day. And then check in. Okay, so how are things going, you know? And so, right, exactly. So if a challenge comes up, all right, and then let whatever's challenging you right now surface. Let it present itself to you. So like for me, it's just the slowing down, and it did make me a little bit uncomfortable because I'm like, ooh, because I just love to have adventure and thrills and things just to be going. It just I get excited about like that. And my spirit and my experience here is helping me live more in the balance, so not just being on like a high a lot of times, but to also allow just that stillness and that peace, and then relish in the wonder of that. And then, so that slowing down, I'm like, ooh, so I really check in. So how am I doing with this? And there's parts of me that, no, I don't like that. Like I feel, I'm afraid. Like it might be, ooh, maybe I won't have the income that I'm used to having coming in. So that's like, it will bring up issues about scarcity or a fear of not having enough, right? Or not the fear of not doing enough. So that's a big one that I work with in myself. And then with Psyche, we learn how to turn that into the positive and create a goal, an intention that your subconscious understands. And then we literally reprogram it in our subconscious mind using a balance change process. So I use Psyche and I make that balance within minutes. And then I ooh, check in with myself now too. So this is what I'm doing. It's like, ooh, wow, so how am I doing now? And it keeps getting better and better. So it is like peeling an onion within our own self, because we have many layers. Mm-hmm. And each one's very unique. And I'm really moving into this allowing and surrendering, which is more of my feminine energy. And my masculine energy is more of my desires and my intentions. So it's very, what's really clear coming in for me with this challenge now of this slowing down pace, and it's really this whole month of February. Like I even moved a workshop I was supposed to teach into the summertime to just literally have this open space time. And the funny thing was, is I actually had to allow myself, wow, do I give myself permission? Do I allow myself just to slow down and enjoy and just be and just do what I would like love to do and what brings me joy? And I just started laughing, right? Like, my dad would be saying, what the heck, get off the couch and start working, you know? Right? You hear these voices in your head, and then they're like, oh, my gosh. So then what's great is that because I have done these balance change processes within me at beautiful levels, and then now I'll continue to do them in lighter ways, too, is I can laugh with my dad now. I'm like, my dad has crossed over. He has passed now. But I'm like, I appreciate you. Thank you for having me have that hard work ethic. And guess what? We live in the Aquarian age now. So we really are meant to play and have fun. And I'm like, and I am really stepping into it. And my role is to help people know that this is a playground here. Mother Earth is so gorgeous. And there's so much to see and do and play and to share our gifts, and that we are going to be changing everything. We're going to be bringing down all the systems, the government systems, the medical systems, the financial system, and create our new way of this collaboration and togetherness. So, yeah, so this is what I'm doing this month in this challenge of what the heck things are slowing down. And I'm really resonating in the wonder, and the words that are coming in for me now was actually in a book I was reading, and it really helped me greatly, is am I allowing myself to really be in the quiet anticipation of what's going to come. And I'm like, oh, heck yeah. Yes, because the energy that I'm living in now and the experience and the consciousness that I'm growing within myself is that, yes, this wonder, this, oh, what's going to happen next? And that it's all good. I am creating a phenomenal life because I choose to, because I know I'm worthy of it. And I had no worthiness before. I had that all stripped away from, you know, sex abuse and, well, all kinds of abuse and all kinds of victim experiences I had when I was younger. And the gift is now is that, woohoo, I liberated myself through all of that, and nothing can ever touch your true essence. And so, yeah, so thank you for this. And, like, even this talk, like, I'm just, like, enjoying just being in this quiet anticipation of what's to come, and then also enjoying even just every moment, like the conversations I have with my son that he's home. My son has Down syndrome, and he's our precious sage in the house. He's 22. And he can feel everything. And then he just, like, sits with me, and we just have these beautiful conversations to slow down and just soak up the connections. I love connections. So this is what challenge has brought me, is it's allowed me to slow down and reflect and to turn it into a positive, turn it into liberating me, and to really moving in my clear intention of what I would love, so that the challenge becomes that turning point of an opportunity of my beautiful next experience that I choose to have.
Yeah, you get to do the rhythms of life, you know, however they come across, you know, being in the flow of it all. It's lovely.
Yeah.
I think
it
too,
is.
Seeing when you're talking about the system set up and you know, liberating from that, I feel like in my own life as a microcosm of what I feel like is going on, is that we are experiencing more of an activity and all of the opportunity that there really is out there. I know in my own experience, I always got to this place where I would get myself to feeling stuck. You know, like I couldn't see my options. I couldn't see what was available to me to be able to do. And so now I've obviously worked on this part of my life is being able to see all opportunities and really go for the ones that are, you know, you had guided this with, actually had given me some guidance about this a little while back about being able to choose those opportunities that were of the most joy and bring me, you know, the most elevated experience possible and being guided towards those ones. And I just thought that that was a really beautiful thing. And so we can actually, like, you know, we can choose that in our life if we're open to having the belief for it. And so it's just amazing. I think that that's what's happening culturally in a way, is that we're starting to see that ability come to fruition. And that's what's going to really, there's things that have happened. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And the gateway is courage, right? It's just in making a decision. So it's having that courage, and it's that courage and willingness, and then deciding and saying yes, you know. And even if it's a baby step, you know, it doesn't have to be huge and crazy, you know. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. You're just taking, like you say, that step towards what brings you joy. You know, what does bring me joy? Giving yourself permission that you have this innate right within you to you are joy, you are love, and to start letting that experience start expanding and start beginning to, right, do things that, that you're experiencing, yeah, in that energy, instead of having to do things or feeling you're doing it just to survive, you know, right, we're really turning things around on that, right? I know, I love it. You know, and a big thing that Psyche helps us with, too, is that I know for me is it helps me become really good at asking key questions. Because I believe if we can ask, it's because all the answers are within you. This is the whole key. Many of us were conditioned to believe the answers are outside of you, and you have to find them outside of you, right? So, but with Psyche, when you work with a Psyche facilitator like yourself or like myself, is that we hold a sacred space, and it's so precious of unconditional love. And in this space, we'll ask some key questions. And then with Psyche, too, if you come to a workshop and learn this, you'll be able to work with other people, and you also work with yourself. You'll ask yourself these same key questions. So I'd love to throw out a few questions that people can, ask themselves, because, and offer yourself some time, you know, to reflect on these. And these are things that I'm looking into, especially with the first question I'm going to ask, especially with March coming up, at least us in the northern hemisphere, you know, above the equator, you know, we're going to be moving into spring, is the question is, what do I need to let go of? Okay, to ask this question. So that you can move from the darkness to the light. What do I need to let go of? You know, Are you getting pulled back into worry or fear or concern or scarcity or not having enough or being enough, right, or feeling stuck, right? If you feel stuck in your life or you don't feel like you can move forward, ask yourself, what do I need to let go of, you know? So some people might be the control, because that's our mechanism when we're in fear. We start trying being in control and almost over control, right? It's that piece of, well, let me just control things, or I'm just going to do things, right? Are you willing to do something new? Are you willing to, you know, view in a new way? And by allowing, letting go of things is a huge start of even just in your mind. You might not actually do it physically yet outside of you, but then begin to say, what do I need to let go of? And after you ask that question, another very important question to ask, we call this the secondary gains in Psyche, but you can ask yourself, so what am I afraid of losing? Because that might be why you haven't let it go yet. You know, like it could be someone, a job, right? Or if it's a poor relationship, you're, you know, ready to leave for that, or even just how you are running your life. Are you doing it for only self-serving ways, or are you ready to step into being able to begin to serve and to give to others and yourself? Because that's a huge gateway to start serving in that way. So, yeah, have you done that with yourself as far as, hey, what can I let go of? Is it the fears, the worries, things like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that one of the biggest thing that I let go of, actually it was in my first class too, it was coming to this letting go of my, you know, it's more of a perception thing, but, you know, it was, I had done a balance about I feel safe and I am safe, because I always carried around with me this, you know, fear of anything bad, you know, safety on any level, you know, that I wasn't going to be safe in something. And so, so I had, worked on that, and that was a tremendous, it made a huge difference in my life. I mean, I didn't realize even how that affected me. And so, you know, we've tried a lot of things since then, you know, and we've let go of a lot of things. You know, my husband and I, this year, we had decided to move out of the city. We used to be closer to the, you know, in Macomb County, and we had decided to sell our house and move out to the country. And it was a process of letting go of the safety of being right, like, right in the middle of everything, you know? And having, you know, whether it be people or you know, I don't, whatever it is, you name it, a hospital or grocery store, whatever it is, being so close, allowing that to, for us to let that go so that we can move into something that, that felt more expanded to us and felt more, you know, more like the environment that we wanted to be in. And that has been a blessing because I had no idea that I was also letting go a lot of the noise that came along with it. And I didn't realize that till we got here and moved in. And at first it was very quiet and almost to a point to where it did bring up a little bit of stuff in me that I could work on. And I found that now that we've been here for a little bit, it feels, oh my gosh, the connection with nature, you know, just being, it's so quiet. I mean, and now I'm finding comfort in the quiet. And I love that. Like, just earlier today, I went for a walk, and we have some trails behind our house. So I went walking towards the trails, and I'm walking through the snow, and I'm thinking, this feels like I'm walking in sand. It's just pretty cold. This is fine with me. I actually don't mind the winter. You know, I don't mind the snow here in Michigan. But it's just, you know, I don't have to fly to a beach somewhere to get this experience.
Right.
You know, that was kind of, it was such an interesting perspective on walking down, you know, past the lake. It was a little slushy down there. But other than that, like, what a beautiful thing is to be able to just walk out the back door and have the connection with nature. And for us, it's been amazing.
So, you know, so beautiful. And
letting go of a lot of things that I thought made me comfortable. Which has brought me into a whole new world. You know, had you asked me 3 years ago where I would be, my answer would not have been, you know, the life that I have now in the country, you know, homeschooling my son. You know, my son was in a lovely public school, but we decided that we would try this new thing, and that was, you know, letting go of the comfort of knowing somebody else. I had a lot of fear in bringing him home and homeschooling, but now that we're doing it, and we've been doing it for a couple of years now, it's been a wonderful experience. Oh my gosh, we're having a lot of fun.
Yay!
You know,
I never would have. You could balance with the psyche, right? Just so it can be more gentle, not be so shocking if you're going to make a big change for letting go of something, right?
No. Right, and it wasn't. It wasn't at all. There was some things to learn and get used to, and we did. You know, it was fairly easy. But now I can step into these things and say, am I open to that idea? Or how does that feel to me? How does that, you know, what kind of challenges, you know, would I see from that, and how can I experience that differently, or whatever it is, and be able to see where my heart really is and follow that guidance, rather than be like, this is what I'm supposed to do, so I'm just going to do it. this is what I was taught, so I'm just going to stay right here because this is what's normal or whatever it is. And so we've now built a life for ourselves that kind of is, you know, I don't know how to describe it. It's not normal per se, but it's beautiful to us. And I think that that's the most important thing, is that we all choose our own journey and choose it from our own guidance and allow the ideas that we grew up with and that, you know, are culturally acceptable, I guess, allow those things to go by the wayside while we're making a decision for our own self. And so, you know, doing that, I think, for us has been amazing. And there have been some challenges in moving out here, but they've been wonderful. And it's allowed me to learn about myself, grow in new ways. So now we have this connection, and it's lovely.
Beautiful. Yeah. And this lays into the next question to add, that we can ask ourselves, is how deep can myself honestly be? When you can ask yourself that, how deep can myself honestly be? And I love what you said, because the gateway is your heart. Are you allow yourself to step outside your mind into your heart center, into where your feelings are, your intuition, your connection with your divinity, with the oneness with all of creation, you know, and we are here to be a co-creator with all of creation. But how honest are we being? And that's a huge one. And that's one thing I have been really working with myself is I call it being brutally honest with myself. How brutally honest am I with myself, right? And like you said, and it's exactly, and it's like, okay, so how am I really feeling about something? How am I really perceiving this, right? And let myself feel whatever is coming through. Because I know I have this tool with Psyche, which I'm so grateful for, that I can tackle anything. And that's the biggest gift. I'm like, oh, heck yeah, bring it on. Whatever little fear monster you think you want to be, right? Yeah, come on, little fear monster. We're going to have tea now. So I'm actually going to have tea with you, fear. And say, woo-hoo. What am I most afraid of, or what am I most, you know, nervous about, or what am I, you know, is it the unknown? Yeah. Is it the scariness of the unknown? And wow, can I change that? How can I turn it to a positive? How about the unknown is the most delightful? I choose to step into the highest timelines that are waiting there for me, that are so beautiful, that playground, that heaven on earth, you know. And the gateway is going into our darkness. This is when we talk about the darkness to light. Like with Psyche, it allows you to go within yourself in a very simple, fun, fast, and efficient way to actually access those parts in your subconscious mind that are those dark spots within us, those parts where we have been really hurt and we have been very wounded, or we hurt somebody else really bad. It could be both ways. And it's those parts that we separated ourselves from our true essence. And that's the gift. And then in that brutality of being completely honest with yourself, and all it takes is that willingness and that courage, and having the Psyche tool, if people that want to come learn this in the workshop, or at least have a private session to have a facilitator help you, you could access that, and you could ask yourself a couple of key questions that we help you with to move you into your new reality, and then you balance and you transform that at the subconscious level. And then, next thing you know, you start taking some simple action steps, and then the next question you can ask yourself is, how wide can my compassion spread? How wide can my love spread? How wide am I able to be who I really am here, this love and light? And then what actions am I actually going to take? What am I actually going to do? Who am I really? Who am I really? And this is the gift that Jennifer and I welcome you to, because this is what you and I know are doing for ourselves, absolutely, every day. And then go live in the mystery school of real life out here, and you say, okay, so how's it going, you know? And
you know, that life will show up exactly as we're designing it and exactly as we're meant to, and we get to soften it up. We get to have it become, like you say, more playful, more joyful, more delightful. Right?
More adventurous.
Yes, right? Yes. And we are. We really are the paint. We are the directors. We're the canvas, and we are the paint. So it's like we are the wave in the ocean, and you also are the sunbeam of the sun. So we are, when we can recognize that we are our individual self, unique self, and also the you know, connection with all everything, this is where the flow happens. We don't ever have to feel separate or alone or do anything ourselves. We actually get to just begin to stroke that color on your canvas of your life. Begin to step in a new way and be the truth of who you are, and that's the love instead of the distorted fears that we were all programmed to experience and be. Yeah. Oh, right, with that, huh? I love it. Well, yeah, anything else you want to say before we begin to, you know, we'll wind this down and close and have people a way that they can find you, Jennifer, so if they'd like to have a Psyche private session with you, so that way you can work one-on-one with them where they get to actually access these parts within themselves and make those long-lasting changes so they can really, really make the changes that they're ready for in their life, remove those blocks like that you had talked about. Yep.
Beautiful, yes. So I have a website called, it's at www.thrivingllc.com. That's thrivingllc.com. I also have a Facebook page by the same name. I can be connected that way as well. So,
Perfect. Yay. So they can reach out to you and connect with you and then, right, exactly, see, what you offer and how you can. And you are in the Eastern time zone, right, for Michigan, United States of America, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yay, me too. And thank you for that. And then if anyone wants to reach out to me, Mary Mazur, they can go to my website, igniteandhealyourlifelife.com. So that's ignite, I-G-N-I-T-E, like, because you do get to ignite your true essence when you want to connect with me. So igniteandhealyourlife.com. And all that healing means is you're just cleaning off those conditioned programs of the illusion of who you thought you were or what you thought your life was about. And then you get to basically, you're cleaning the windows of whatever your perceptions are, and so you have nice, clear viewpoint, really connecting with your third eye and connecting with your true essence. And then you get to actually mop your little floors of anything else you'd love to clean, of the cleaning house within you, in your subconscious mind, right? Isn't that great? And actually pull some weeds in your garden, because you actually are already a garden. I know, we are beautiful, love and light, gorgeous garden and gorgeous, you know, beingness of who you are. It's just there is a bit of self-responsibility of the letting go, of clearing out, and of allowing yourself to blossom in the new way of your being, of your birthing of your true essence. So I used to be a birth nurse for 26 years, and now I help people birth their true essence and birth their love and light. And yay, and I will also offer that I am, and I did, my spirit moved me to become a certified psyche instructor. There's 30 of us across the world. And anyone that wants to, if you're across the world, you can go to the psych-k.com website. So that's psych-k.com. And then you can look for an instructor or facilitator that's around you or someone that resonates with you beautifully. Because we want you to make sure you choose the ones that resonate with you. If you resonate with Jennifer or myself, we would love to help us with you. This is what we're here sharing our gifts to serve. I am offering some workshops coming up. Actually, one is actually coming pretty fast next weekend, the first weekend of March, March 4th to the 6th, and it's near Louisville, Kentucky. So it's kind of in the Midwest of the United States. You can go to my website to register for that. There still are seats for that. And then it's 3 days. So you do, like with Jennifer and I, if you say yes to the nudge and you register, we would love to have you and assist you in this beautiful transformational time. So I'm also offering with Jennifer in March. Jennifer, would you like to share about that one in Michigan? Yay! Would you like to share about that one?
Yes, it's March the 18th through the 20th in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about it.
Yay! Yeah.
The blue and gold, University of Michigan, right? Yeah. And a beautiful Gladwin Center, right? Yes. And yes. And so Jennifer is hard moving her to want to become a psyche instructor, which would be wonderful. And this gateway will help assist her with that. And anyone who would love help mm-hmm. to support that, that's awesome. And then, yes, Jennifer and I will both be there in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which will be absolutely beautiful. And it's just saying yes to yourself. That's what it takes. It's just a decision. And that's what she and I did, and 500,000 people across the world have done. And we welcome those that, would also love that. And I do offer at the end of March, the last weekend, I'm offering online workshop for those that aren't able to go in person and be, you know, live with people and with one if they prefer learning through Zoom and on that. We are offering that too. So we're really meeting people as flexible as we can, however we can. I'm in the Eastern time zone, you know, that we want to offer that too. So, yes. Awesome. Well, beautiful. Well, I love it. Thank you again, Jennifer. This has been absolutely wonderful. Anyone who's listening today, thank you. Thank you for making that
so
time
fun.
For you.
Thank you so much.
Yay. This is news for the soul, right? So may all this, the news is, hello, wake up. You're amazing. It's time to ignite, you know, your true essence. That's what Jennifer and I are here to do. She's going to help you thrive in your life. How awesome is that? So, and I help people ignite and awaken into who they really are. And I know we're here. We are here, and we are definitely on full throttle. The train is already moving, so just jump on the train is what I love to offer. Oh, heck yeah. And we are definitely going to have a joyride, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and we're meant
to,
right?
And talking to a lot of people about this class coming up in March, I have had quite a bit of feedback of people saying that they've been introduced to Psyche and they absolutely love it. And so that's
yay!
An amazing thing.
Good, and that's what's so great, right? And then they can get the word out for the ones, right, that are ready to learn it now. And that's the whole thing is that ripple effect, right? Because I tell you, the more people that use this tool, oh, heck yeah, we'll be bringing down those old systems, those old 3D systems a lot quicker and a lot faster and a lot more with ease to have it be a gentle landing instead of a crash landing. So we invite all those that are ready to join with our spiritual team, right? So sound great? Absolutely wonderful. So thank you again, Jennifer. I think we will sign off now. Sound great?
Thank you, Mary.
Oh, thank you. You have a beautiful day. Bye-bye, everyone.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real, and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com.